glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's Psalm 118. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Bless his name. What is it that Mark says, Dee? Exactly.
Oh, don't put that pressure on me. I'm old, remember?
Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, yeah, that'll go with your article you're going to read. This is Marianne Simpkins, and this is the Mark and Friends program on Wednesday, October the 5th. And it's kind of just the And Friends program today because Mark's not here. So he's just put me out in the water and said, try your hand at it. Go for it.
He said sink or swim, huh?
Yeah, he did. But he's very busy. He's very industriously working this morning at another studio. And he just said for me to go cut my teeth. So we're just doing this, me and you, Dee. And this is the Wednesday Mark and Friends Prime Lifetimes in Review.
All right.
Yeah. So I do have a few announcements. And I'll start with that. And then we'll jump right in, Dee.
Okay.
All right. Well, today is the day that the live taping occurs. Mm. And, yeah, that's been going on for about 3 months. Pastor Jason Schiffo has done the Friday program for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And very blessed. He did the Book of James and other books. He just expounds, and people are very blessed by that. And he and Mark got this idea, I don't know which of them came up with it first, to have groups come and be part of the Friday program, so they tape it or record it on Wednesdays at noon.
Oh.
And people come here, right here in the studio, sit around and talk and ask questions.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So that's happening today at noon, and people are just welcome to come. Mark will be here by then, even though he's not here right now. And also tomorrow, Thursday, the Ministry Leaders Network will be meeting at noon, and Champaign Chief of Police Tim Tyler will be speaking on actually trusting Christ. And if you are a minister and don't know about this, or you think your own minister doesn't know about it, please let them know. This will be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. What a group that has to trust 24/7. Our officers, our police officers.
That's true. They do.
Mm-hmm.
And pastors.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so if you do want to come and you haven't RSVP'd or you didn't know about it till right now, just send Mark email, mark@greatnewsradio.com.
Mm.
That's mark@greatnewsradio.com, just so we know how to plan for the food, because there's always a nice meal.
Mm.
It ends at 1:15 sharp. They've never gone over maybe 2 minutes once.
Wow.
And then that evening, there's our prayer gathering here at the Great News Radio studio, which started small and is now up to almost 30 churches that are represented.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's at 7 p.m.
Mm.
And if you want to come a little early and have some snacks or food at 6:30, that's fine, too. But otherwise, just come at 7.
Mm. The food part is always there, isn't it?
Well, you know, they started out the prayer gathering without any kind of food because they didn't want to just be a kind of only socializing,
right,
going on
right.
too long. And after it had gone on for a bit, people were fine with offering that early.
Mm.
And then, but the prayer meeting still starts right at 7.
Good.
And then one other thing, the singing men. So they are starting their Christmas rehearsals with Christmas songs. And they always go to different places having Christmas concerts. And if you would like to join in on that, it's not too late. If you're a man...
Oh, so, I can't come.
You can't come, Dee. I'm sorry. But we will have your children's choir start up here at some point.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. You did a great job with that. Okay, so what else do we want to talk about? Should we start?
Getting old.
Yeah, getting old. And you had a scripture that you wanted to read, and I just wanted to say before you do that and before you read your article, when I chose the scripture this morning, this is the day the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it, of Psalm 118, because 61 also goes with it. They're both written by David, and one is like, let us rejoice. It's a happy thing. And I know some listeners, I mean, this isn't, maybe it's a profoundly sad day for you. And that's a hard scripture. So David, the psalmist, he had scriptures that also really emphasized that. Because I think all of us have felt both things, rejoicing and sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And in Psalm 61, he said, from the ends of the earth, I call to you.
Mm.
I call as my heart grows faint.
Mm.
lead me to the rock that's higher than I. So listener, if you're a person who is in a day that is exciting and wonderful, praise God.
Amen.
If you're in a day that you resonate with Psalm 61 and David when he said, I just fall upon the rock that's higher than I, mm-hmm. profoundly sad, mm-hmm. then just know you're seen by God and you are not left out
Mm-mm.
of God's
Mm-mm.
presence.
That's one of the things I've appreciated about growing older is learning we can't always be happy.
It's true.
But we can have the joy of the Lord even in extreme sadness because mm-hmm. that's not necessarily connected to the sadness. The sadness is there and, as you said, it's profound. But the joy of the Lord can always be there.
Yeah.
That's a hard lesson to learn, though. I mean, you can't do that easily, and that's one of those growing things as a Christian. And the longer you live, the more you can grow. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think the, was it Solomon who wrote, you know, there's a time, a mm-hmm. season mm-hmm. to mourn, a time mm-hmm. to be happy, a time to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we are on Wednesday, Prime Life Times in Review,
mm-hmm.
so let's look at your article, Dee.
All right, well, I think I just read this morning, the Psalm 27:13. Yet I am confident that I will see the Lord's goodness while I am in the land of the living.
Wow.
And now that I'm in my 80s, I'm even more thankful for every day the Lord gives me. And yet also, at the same time, looking forward to really seeing the Lord's goodness when I'm not in the land of the living on earth. But my article is entitled this month, Olderisms.
I loved it. I loved it the second I read that word. I thought, this is going to be good.
I hope so. Yes, I made that word up, and I therefore get to define it. Olderisms, the things we do now that we used to wonder about and occasionally laugh at when we saw older people doing them. You can tack ism onto any number of things to relate to different categories. For example, truisms. And that's why I came up with olderisms.
I like it.
It's a new category.
Well, I bet you made up a word. I'll never forget it. Go ahead.
When I was much younger, I would look askance at things my oldest friends, relatives, and loved ones did and displayed. Now that I'm where they were, I not only understand, but I am doing and displaying the same things, hence, olderisms. And of course, I'm not laughing anymore. Some examples follow here. I remember thinking it was a little scary when some older people stood up and creaked. It sounded awful. It's still scary, but for another reason. It's me creaking now, and it still sounds awful. That's just the first example. When I was out and about and saw an older woman with a white or pink spot on the back of her head, I remember thinking, why doesn't she comb her hair over that spot before she goes out? Now I sport the same pink spot. And combing hair over it works for about 10 minutes, especially when I go out. When older relatives got up and had to stand 2 to 3 minutes before they could move, I would wonder why they didn't just get going. It would be much easier on them. Well, not anymore. I now have to stand those same 2 to 3 minutes before I can get going.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes, as my grandmother used to say, my get up and go got up and went. Grandma also used to say, one of these days you will not be able to lie down and sleep like that, when I would take a 15-minute nap and then hop up. I just laughed. Was it just the night before last when I lay awake for 2 hours? By the way, that's a great time to pray you're not distracted by falling asleep.
That's funny. It's true.
I sometimes chuckled silently when older family members turned down spicy food or second helpings. This thought flashed through my mind. Come on, you have the same stomach you had 10 years ago. But now, guess who can't eat a full serving of KFC or pot roast nachos or chili? Payback! Older people would sometimes mention in passing that if they got down on the floor, they could no longer get up alone, and I would think, what? Then, one night, I tipped over, and I couldn't get up, try as I might. I finally managed to crawl over to a sturdy chair and pull myself up, really surprised that the intervening years since I had last been on the floor had brought about another change. Now I have to remember that the floor is for my feet, and tell the rest of my body, don't go down there.
I've got to say, you made one phrase in here. You wrote one phrase in here that made me laugh so hard, because I think we've all done it. Is the older we get, then one night I tipped over. Whoops. Go ahead.
I remember that night, too. I was just walking along, and all of a sudden I was going down. And
yeah,
the funny part of it is I have a large cabinet that my great-great-uncle built for my grandmother out of the kitchen beadboard that they had when they moved into an old farmhouse.
Okay.
So it was ancient.
Did you say beadboard?
Beadboard, yes.
Okay, I should know that probably.
Well,
what is it?
It's the wooden paneling that has the little slats in it with little a tiny little piece of wood
oh.
between. So it's a beautiful thing. You can still get it.
Beadboard.
No, there's no beads. Oh. I don't know why it's called beadboard.
That's okay. I'm just glad I wasn't that far out of it.
But it's very tippy, and I have it leaning back against the wall, and I'm always so careful not to touch it because I don't want to. Well, I'm falling right in front of it. And my first instinct is to grab a hold of the shelf. But as I'm going down, I'm thinking, don't grab it. Don't grab it.
Oh, wow.
Because then the whole thing would come over.
Oh, wow.
I didn't grab it, so I made it.
Good. I'm glad you did, Dee.
When my mom and I moved into a townhouse in Minnesota, I lost my gardens. No more digging in the dirt. My mom had the walkout below me, and she didn't lose anything. She made an easy transition to pot gardening. She had at least 30 pots on the slope on her side of the house. I was thankful when we moved to Champaign, to another townhome, that we had a flower garden around the patio. I planted to my heart's content, thinking that the pot gardening thing must be for older people. Then, 13 years later, I downsized, and guess what? Patio gardening is fun. The first summer, I had about 15 pots. And the next summer, that number exploded to 47 pots. This year, I thought I would cut back, so I planted 57.
Okay.
Another olderism bites the dust. I used to marvel at how often and how long my aunts and uncles could sit around talking and talking and retelling the family stories. As a kid, I would think they needed to cut out the talking and come outside and do the fun stuff with all of us cousins, especially when it needed adult supervision. As I aged, I spent more and more time listening, and then, all of a sudden it seemed, I was the one talking and talking and reminiscing. Another flip-flop. Have you picked up on the theme of this story? Me. Looking down on something the olders among us do or say. Then me, becoming an older, and manifesting exactly everything they had been doing and saying. Growing to be an older is a real privilege and a great teacher of how to change your way of thinking. I admit my way of thinking has definitely changed, because things aren't the way they used to be. And when I see youngsters looking at me and perhaps chuckling under their breath, I promise not to remind them that they won't be young forever and before long will be prone to doing the olderisms that give rise to laughter now.
Oh, that's great. Copyright D. A. Cheshire. Used by permission. Do we have your permission?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good. I thought so. No, that's not fair. Of course, you said yes before. Award-winning writer Dee directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir. DeeAnnCheshire@gmail.com is her email. This part up here, you wrote, manifesting exactly what they had been doing, what the older ones had been doing.
Mm-hmm.
The place that came home to me, and this is kind of silly, but one day I was driving down the road and my adult children were in the car, or my adult daughter,
uh-huh.
And I said, the price of gas, and it's this, and it's that, and it's important. I'm like, oh, my word. I mean, I can remember being very young,
uh-huh.
Sitting in the back seat, listening to my parents have a conversation about the price of gas, and it's this,
oh,
and over
no.
at the mobile station, blah, blah, you know, so forth, so on. And I remember sitting back there going, those adults, they just talk about boring things. That's so boring. I'll never grow up and just sit and talk about gas prices. I thought, I'm not going to do that.
There you are.
There I was, just happy as you be. Oh, that gas, talking about it.
It's funny because I have coffee every Thursday morning with a group of olders from the apartment complex I live in. And when I mentioned this article and mentioned a couple of the things that I would be using, they started giving examples of things that they do now that they looked at askance, as I did when they were younger. And it's just funny. I bet they came up with 20 or 30. I may have to write olderisms too.
I think you should. I love it. I love it. I love that word. And I love the way at the end, you don't use the word elders. You use the word older. Then me becoming an older. I love that. I love it. This is a great article.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that I was thinking of when I read your article to begin with is how much we think people can't do things because they're older.
Right.
And it's not true. They just can't do some of the things they did do. They can do other things.
Yes. And we have to revise the way we did things.
Yeah, that's true.
Which we're really good at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, I shouldn't say we because you're so much younger than me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so we'll just go with that. And so we won't talk about it. We'll just go with that. And so I was thinking, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, I know people who now are confined to wheelchairs.
Yes.
And they can't do what they did for most of their life.
Right.
But they're busy doing other things.
Yes.
Like I know someone who sends cards and notes of encouragement to people right and left. And it is such a blessing. And they're doing it from their wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
That's called doing something still, not just sitting there.
I think of your dear mother, whom I met at church, and you used to push her down the aisle every Sunday in her wheelchair. She exuded love and joy, and that's what she did well.
Yeah.
I don't know what else she did, but that thing just touched my heart when I saw her. She was a wonder.
Thank you for bringing her up. She did so many things, even as the older she got. Like, there came a point where she could still go to, like, garage sales and so forth.
Yep.
And so she would write, like, people or missionaries or people who didn't have much money or whatever, find out the sizes of their kids' clothing. She would go around and buy them clothes and mail them off. And these people, I mean, there are people to this day who are like, thank you, Mary Simpkins, thank you. Because she would get really good clothes, put them in boxes, exact right size, exact right season, given to these people. And that's just something she could do.
Sure.
And I remember one time she heard about a family whose head of the family, the husband, the father, had gotten heavily into alcohol, and the family, he was spending their money, so the children didn't have shoes for school.
Mm.
And she got their sizes, went out, bought a bunch of shoes. I came home one day, I walked into the house, I'm like, okay, whatever, what why are there shoes lined up in the hall of your house, Mom? I was older, you know. And she was like, oh, I bought those for the family. There's like five kids, and they each needed like two or three pairs of shoes. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
And so, you know, people who get older, and I was thinking the other day, I wonder if some older people could, like, you know, say, you know, a really busy young family, maybe tell them to put their order in, you go pick it up curbside, put it in your van, drive it over, they come out and get it out of the van. I mean, just little things.
Yes. There's a lot we could be doing.
Yeah, there is. There is. Well, there's a lot you do, Dee. Thank you for mentioning my mom. But there's an awful lot you do.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're shaking your head. No. Don't talk about that. Yes, you do. Everybody who knows you knows it. Okay, well, I thought I would finish out our program by reading one other article from the paper. And it's kind of short, but I think it's really good. On A3... And it's in our new column that we're calling Thoughts to Ponder.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's just kind of...
Ponderisms.
That's perfect to go with olderisms. Trust you. And this is called Out of Hiding and Into Victory by Tim Barber, who's a retired pastor in the Champaign-Urbana area. Coaches are known for saying things such as, you got this, or you can do this, no problem. One more lap, then hit the showers. Well, maybe that last one doesn't fit my theme exactly, but I heard it often enough. Spring track practices could be brutal. Coaches were necessary to help you bring out what you didn't think was there. Remember those times? My mind goes back to an Old Testament character who was having a lot of difficulty realizing his potential, so to speak. In fact, he and his country were in a deplorable condition. It was so bad that he was hiding from his enemies in a wine press, beating out wheat, hoping they would be fooled. Gideon was his name. God sent an angel to get Gideon's attention. What the angel said not only got his attention, but I'm sure made him angry. anger can be quite a motivator to get us out of the slump we're in. Because here's what the angel said. The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor. Really? Mighty man of valor? He was hiding. Obviously, the angel knew something Gideon didn't. We must admit that God knows us better than we know ourselves. What might God want you to hear today? Your great faith will guide you through this day. Maybe he wants you to hear that. Your kindness will make a big difference in the lives of those around you. Like Gideon, we might wonder how God has been with us when the days are filled with such news as we hear daily. The story of Gideon in the book of Judges, in the Hebrew Scriptures, chapter 6, verse 13, sounds like a conversation from our times. Yet the truth is, Gideon was, and you are, capable of great things in the eyes of God. Your life makes a difference to those in your home and around you. Gideon's life could be summarized by the phrase, out of hiding and into victory. May the good things God has planned for you become reality in your life today.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that nice? I was so pleased that he sent that to us for the
paper.
Yes.
It just reminds me of one of my favorite phrases for the past week has been, God doesn't waste anything.
And I love
it. Think of all the people that are listening to this program that are in so many different situations and that are maybe not good situations.
Yeah.
But even that, even all those, God does not waste them. He uses everything.
Oh, praise God. That's a good word, Dee. Well, I think our time's almost up. So I know it went pretty fast, Dee.
Yes, it did.
Thank you so much for being here. You are so great. We love having you in. Marcus said that so many times, and I say it too. I love it. I love it. This has been the Wednesday's Prime Life Times in Review. And I just want to encourage our listeners. I don't know how often we say this on the air, but I'm going to go ahead and say it, to please stop in and see us at our studios.
Yes.
WLUJ is at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield. I know Joyce, the station manager, Tim, the operations manager. They'd love to say hi.
Mm-hmm.
So stop in, say hi, get to know them. And we, today, are at Great News Media Studio in Champaign, located at Marketplace Mall, 2000 North Neal Street, between Old Navy and Lenscrafters. So if you need to get your eyeglasses fixed, or you want to buy some clothes, or you just want to come out and see us, it's real nice out here. There's benches and courtyard. And
beautiful mums growing right out in front, by the front door.
I know. We open out onto the parking lot, so stop by. And say hi. We love listeners. That's one thing I've been so grateful for, this whole 19 frequency radio ministry, is the gratitude towards listeners. So I love it. All right, so this has been Dee Cheshire and Marianne Simpkins with the Mark and Friends Prime Lifetimes in Review, wishing you a wonderful day, whatever your day is like. God's with you.
Amen.
Amen.